Welcome to the Bring On Reviews podcast, where if you want, review it. I'm your host, DC, and I'm joined by no one today. The goal of this podcast is to bring you a ton of reviews on things like movie news, some TV show news, and even some comic book stuff as well. This is the 46th episode of the podcast, titled Super Bowl Madness. Super Bowl Goodness. Sorry, messed up on that title real quick. But yeah, I have roughly six more episodes until a full year has passed, so I'm kind of happy for that and kind of great. So the first thing up is thumbs up, thumbs down. We have a few things here, then a discussion. I'm going to basically talk about the Super Bowl trailers that came out, and then whatever came out this weekend as well. So first thing I have for trailers here is Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's Margot Robbie's in there, Alfred Molina, and Tina Fey, and a big Bob Thornton as well. So this is the second trailer that came out for this movie. It's actually better than the first one. I like it a lot. It gave a little bit more of the story into it, but then it had quite a few more jokes in there. Margot Robbie is hilarious. She's definitely doing great for herself. This trailer gave more than the last one. You're expecting not many things from certain movies, but this one looks pretty cool. I can't wait to see it. It looks funny. It looks like a mix between her life and then bringing it out to that part of the country, which is kind of cool. Because you're not used to, as I said before, you're not used to that kind of role for this character. So it's kind of nice to see her in this role and trying to play it through. And just all the many jokes that come out very hilariously. So it's awesome, really is awesome. I give this one a thumbs up. So the next trailer I have here is the final Batman v Superman trailer. So this is the last one that's supposed to be coming out into the movie. The movie's supposed to come out next month, so I'm kind of glad this is the last one. Don't need to show any more. This trailer itself was amazing. It was super good. It was one of those things where you thought the Comic-Con trailer was amazing. This one tops it by far. You see all the conflict between Batman and Superman. You see Wonder Woman in there a little bit. You even hear her say one line, which is cool, I guess. I wish she had a little bit more to say, but the one line is fine enough for now. She doesn't sound like she made up an accent. It's not like she's going with her regular voice, which is cool with me. As long as it fits with her character, then it's fine. It's whatever. So when I'm watching this trailer, it gave me goosebumps. It really did. Especially the part where Batman blocks Superman's punch, and you see the Henry Cavill's face. It's just the amount of acting you have to do to put that kind of look into Superman's face is like, wow, you blocked my punch. It's like, yes, I did. Let's go. So it's definitely awesome to see that come out there. It's just, it made me excited. It really did make me excited. It's just one of those few moments of a trailer where you're not expecting them to amp it up anymore. Expecting like, oh, just give a little bit more and that's it. But this one is like, wow. I am very excited. I can't wait till this movie comes out. And even when the tickets come out, I'm about to just buy it just off the top. Like, yeah, purchase. It's done. That's just how it is. So this one's a thumbs up as well. So the next trailer I have here is The Huntsman Winter's War. So this is the second trailer that came out for this movie. The first trailer is good. This trailer, it gives more of a, funny enough, a Batman v Superman vibe. So it's sister versus sister. At first you didn't know it was that kind of thing. At first you thought it was like, oh, Huntsman versus the witch. But then it's like, oh no, sister versus sister. And it happens to have a huntsman under her guard. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool and kind of awesome. Just seeing them both go against each other and how much they played a role in each other's lives. And it's funny because the first couple seconds of this trailer, you see Emily Blunt there, and she's screaming, she's crying because she lost a child, and her hair goes white, and then you look at her like, is that Elsa? What's happening? What's happening? Come on. We've seen the Frozen movie. That's Elsa. But I was like, let me not. I was going to make the joke anyway, so I was like, yo, hilarious, very, very hilarious. This whole trailer did well, to be honest. It shows a whole lot of action. You see that Chris Hemsworth's character is going to play a big role in this movie. He goes against the other witch and holds his own, kind of. So it's kind of weird. And you see a tag team happen between him and the Winter's witch. So it's going to be kind of cool to see it. So for me, thumbs up as well. Now, the fourth trailer I have here is the The Boss Red Band trailer that's had Melissa McCarthy, and it's definitely not safe for work at all. Picture the previous trailer, but you add in a lot of cuss words in there. There's a whole lot of cuss words in this whole trailer. It's just crazy. It's you would think that you couldn't go too far with it, but no, they put in a ton of cuss words. Every single minute, every single second was like a cuss word. They might have added in maybe one or two more scenes in this whole trailer, but for the most part, it's the same trailer as before, just adding a ton of cuss words. That's the thing that pops up in your mind when you see, like, oh, yeah, same trailer here, same trailer there. Instead of it being green band to this one's heavy red band, so it's a whole lot of cussing in here. It doesn't make the movie better. There's a few jokes here and there that it hit better with the cuss words in there, but for most part, I'm like, I might go see this. So for this one, I'll just give it a thumbs middle, just because it didn't really speak to me, but at the same time, you know, it's probably not a movie for me. So the next trailer I have here is The Purge, Election Year. So this one has Frank Grillo in here, and it basically continues from the previous movie that came out. And it's funny to see that he's still, like, the same age, even though it's supposed to be, like, I think 4 years afterwards or whatever. I mean, it might be 4 years. It's kind of hard to figure it out because it gives a 15-year span. And I'm guessing that it's 15 years for her, and then for him, I'm not sure how many years. So it was crazy to actually think about it. I was like, all right, this will rock with this whole trailer. I didn't mind it at all. It gives more context to, well, it gives, not really context, right word to say. It gives more of a story to the whole Purge, because after a while, it could get dull. So seeing that the main character, she's trying to really vote for having no more Purges, and that could cause such a rift between everyone else, because they're like, we wanted to keep the Purge. She doesn't. Get rid of her. So Frank Grillo's on her team, and he's trying to keep her alive, because without her, that bill's not getting passed, and the Purge will keep on going. He wants to see the Purge gone, because, you know his story. So it's kind of crazy to see everything that they're doing there, and all the scenes pop up in the whole movie. Plus, the one thing I say that was bad about this trailer is that it might have gave away too much of the story, because it started off with that scene, and then it starts up with her, and it goes up to where they capture her, of sorts. So I'm not sure how far in the movie is that. Hopefully it's not too far. Hopefully it's like that's halfway, and then he gets her back, and then something else happens. But it feels like they might have gave away too much of the movie in this one trailer. But, you know, The Purge is not hard to make, so hopefully they make a whole lot of money on the end, because it's not too bad a movie. To be honest, it's better than the first one. And the second one's good, so hopefully this one keeps on going and keeps on continuing. So the next trailer I have here is Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. So this is with Zac Efron and a whole lot of other folks in there as well. Aubrey Plaza and I believe someone else. I can't remember off the top of my head, but there's a few folks in there. It looks hilarious. Really does look hilarious. And this one, it's like, let's see how I'm going to put it. It's like the Dirty Grandpa's character of Zac Efron mixed with the neighbor's character. So you blend those two together, and that's Zac Efron's character. So it's kind of crazy. These two brothers are a mess, and they need dates, basically. So they get these two girls. Well, two girls come up and talk to them, and they think they're innocent. And then slowly but surely they find out how reckless and wild they are, and they start to top the two brothers. So it's kind of funny. Everything that happens in this trailer, it makes you laugh over and over again. There's this point by point by point. There's jokes, 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 jokes. Hopefully this keeps on going. Hopefully this is not the only funny part in the whole movie. Some movies, that's how it is, unfortunately. But for this one, it looks funny. Hopefully it keeps it going. And I can't wait for it. I give this one a thumbs up. Yeah, I do. So the next trailer I have here is Mr. Right. So Mr. Right has a good cast so far. It has Anna Kendrick, and it has my boy. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I'm bad about this. But he's in there. I really should look this up, because otherwise it will bother the crap out of me, and that's not good at all. Because, you know, I should remember these movies and these people in the movie as well. So it's Sam Rockwell. Why do I remember? Doesn't remember his name. Sam Rockwell's in this movie as well. He's the Mr. Right. So he plays the action role. My boy could definitely do this action role. It's crazy. I like this trailer. Really do like this trailer. It's a different twist on the typical assassin movie. So instead of it being, oh, she finds out you're a regular assassin, it's no, she finds out you're an assassin that kills people that wants to hire you, which is like, oh, that's crazy. It's like, oh, you want me to kill someone else? No, we don't need that. Bam, you're done. And then he keeps on doing that to everyone that's trying to hire him, which is like crazy because he's a good assassin, a very skilled assassin. So it's ridiculous to see that happen. There's a whole lot of action scenes in here. There looks like a lot of fun as well. So I can't wait to see this come up on the big screen. It looks like they have a good chemistry between both of them, Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell. So for me, this is definitely a thumbs up. Real thumbs up. The last trailer I have here is the Brothers Grimsey. This is the second trailer that came out. Red Band trailer as well. This one, I could say, is better than the last one. But that's not saying much, to be honest. This movie just, it looks like it's going to be bad. This looks like it's going to be one of those things where some of the jokes hit, and then some of the jokes just miss horribly. And so far, I've seen quite a bit of this movie, so it's going to be to the point where majority of these trailers you put together, it's like, that's the movie itself. Because, you know, comedies are normally like an hour and a half, whatever, have been. So, seeing so many trailers for this movie, it's feel like there's been a lot. There's been like maybe three for this one. That's like one green band, I think two red bands. So you put all those together, and the scenes they showed so far, it feels like they've covered most of the points. There'll probably be a few other points that's left in this movie, but it feels like they covered so much in these short trailers, and it doesn't look good. I don't know who greenlit this movie. It looks whack. This one has the whole Sacha Baron Cohen, like, oh, he was in Ali G, he was in Borat, and now he's in this one. I was like, I guess you're really trying to hit home that he's trying to keep the whole thing moving. It's not my thing. I'm not going to be going to see this. I can't say that. I will be going to see this movie, but I won't like it. It's just not great. The trailer sucked, to be honest, but it was better than the last one. I can say that. So that's a thumbs three quarters of the way down. I can't make it fully middle, but it does improve from the other trailer, which was down all the way. So it did go up a quarter of the way. So now I'm up to the image area. There's a new vehicle for the Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters movie. So the new vehicle is a motorbike. It looks very, very badass. It feels like a dirt bike that's mixed with like a whole lot of gadgets and maybe like a rocket or two, which is kind of cool. It looks like kind of nice. I found myself liking or hating parts of this movie, but this one I actually like a lot. It shows a classic vibe to it. It makes you feel like, okay, this is your Ghostbusters team. Let's make it happen. There's not many things from this movie that I do like, but this is definitely one of them. So is the car vehicle that they have. I like that because it feels like the Ghostbusters vehicle. And I don't like the costumes, but this one here I do like. I do like the motorbike. I really do love it. So hats off to you guys, Paul Feig and all them folks. Let's see what else you come up with. Hopefully there's a trailer that comes out very, very soon so I can see everything in motion and it could shut me up, probably. So we're up to the discussion area. So I'm basically talking about the Super Bowl trailers, and there's a ton of them. It's a ton of trailers out there. From my count, it looks like it's 12 or 13 trailers that came out this past Super Bowl Sunday. Some of them are good, some of them not so great. The not so great ones were God of Egypt, Alice Through the Looking Glass, and Independence Day Resurgence. Everyone else looked pretty good. The Jungle Book looked good. Eddie the Eagle. So does Captain America Civil War, Deadpool, 10 Cloverfield Lane, Jason Bourne, amazing looking. The Ninja Turtle ones, crazy enough, I didn't mind this trailer. It looked better than the last one. And X-Men Apocalypse looked good, and then Secret Life of Pets looked good as well. So there's people that's kind of surprised that DC didn't come out in full force this Super Bowl weekend. But it's all right, because they dropped their trailer maybe a day or two afterwards of the Super Bowl, which it works out well for them. They had plenty of trailers that came out the last couple of weeks. This is a thing they could have skipped, and that's fine by me. Every other trailer did well. The Jungle Book trailer spot showed off Baloo's voice, which is, I don't mind it. It's a good mix. It feels like a raspy voice, and it definitely works well. My boy Bill did that good. So you have that one. You have Eddie the Eagle. That one, it looks like the other trailers, which I didn't mind at all. That story looks like it's going to be amazing. I don't want them to show any more of it, just because I'm afraid that it will show too much of the movie. And you get that realm where it's just way, way too much. Just like with Deadpool. I can honestly say, spoiler alert. Actually, no, I'm not going to spoil it for you guys. But yeah, it's might be giving away too much, you know, for a trailer-wise. That's semi-spoiler, sorry. So you have Captain America Civil War, which that one, it showed off the whole lineup, has Ant-Man's new costume. It looks kind of cool. He has a new helmet of sorts, which is like fully covered now. It's no more the detachable as how it was in the first one. So I want to see exactly how it comes to be, what kind of tech he has with it, and if in this one he's going to grow or he's going to still do the whole shrinking thing. So I can't wait. That movie looks amazing. May cannot come any sooner. I can't wait. The other trails that looked good, 10 Cloverfield Lane, that looks amazing. Just, you don't know much about it, so much, but that's good, because it's a J.J. Abrams project. It looks mysterious, and you need that mystery to keep you attracted to this movie. If you give away too much, then it gives way to lore. And for these movies, it needs that kind of thing. Cloverfield's the same way as well. You can't give away too much without it being where, oh, you gave the whole story away. So I'm glad it's not much with that whole thing. The best trailer for me, I think, for this weekend, well, this past weekend, was the Jason Bourne trailer. That trailer was amazing. I wasn't expecting it at all. They never mentioned anything about Jason Bourne coming out with the trailer anytime soon. When I saw it, I was like, wow, yes. This is the Bourne we were looking for. Sorry, Jeremy Renner. Unfortunately, we needed our boy Matt Damon back in there. It's his property. He looks so good in that role, and he plays it so well. It reminds me of the books, because right now I'm reading the books for Jason Bourne. I'm reading the whole Bourne series right now, and this character looks closer to what I pictured for the Jason Bourne character. Like in the other ones, he's young, but for the Jason Bourne books, he's like a semi-older gentleman. So now that Matt Damon's in age, like the age range for it, this is going to be a perfect-looking movie. I really can't wait for it. The next trailer that surprised me was the TMNT trailer, Out of the Shadows. For me, the first trailer was good. I didn't like it too much because it gave away too many things in that trailer. It looked weird, plus Out of the Shadows, you know, I like my whole ninja stuff, and then they're not hiding anymore, which is kind of weird for me, but it's fine, it's whatever. But this one, the introduction of the Krang, I was shocked and amazed. I was like, wow, they actually went that way, because for the first trailer, you kind of felt like the Krang was there, but it didn't show it too much. So this one, to see the Krang actually pop out, and you see the actual pink thing, I was like, oh snap, the Krang is here, the Krang! I was like, oh, wow, this is going to look kind of cool. I'm kind of semi-excited to see it. Hopefully the next trailer doesn't suck and make me like, oh, I don't want to see it. But this one, it really hyped my interest. I kind of want to see it now. I really do. And then, I'm going to talk about one more trailer, which is the X-Men Apocalypse trailer. That one had more scenes in it. It showed basically the same thing. A couple of scenes were flipped in there, two by two. It looked good. I would definitely give it a thumbs up. One of those things where this movie looks like it will be good. It didn't give too much of the story away, which I'm happy about. It dived in more to some of the characters, just to show, okay, this person's there, that person's there, Salak is there, she's cut through stuff, this looks crazy. So, it's all smiles for me from that Super Bowl trailer scene. So, yep, 13 trailers came out, I named off 12 of them, they all look good for the most part, and they did well. That's pretty nice. So, the final section in this whole podcast today will be coming to theaters. So three movies came out to theaters this weekend, which was Deadpool, Zoolander, and How to Be Single. So for How to Be Single, that had an all-star cast. It had Rebel Wilson, it had Dakota Johnson, and a couple other folks. For Zoolander, it had Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, and Penelope Cruz. And for Deadpool, it had Ryan Reynolds and other folks as well. So I've actually seen all three of them. If I had to put them in enjoyment order, I probably would put Deadpool first, then How to Be Single second, and then Zoolander 2 third. To be honest, I didn't want to see Zoolander 2. From the trailers, it looked weird, it looked wacky. I'm not sure why they even made a sequel for it, but I was like, I gotta go see it. So I gotta review it, so let me go watch it. So after watching it, I'm telling you, I was in the theater looking at my watch every 2 seconds. I was like, oh, it's probably so god awful. There's like one or two jokes that hit for me, but otherwise it's just stupidness after stupidness. I'm like, yo, this movie's horrible. I don't know who greenlit this. I don't know who spent money to make this whole thing, but it wasn't my thing at all. It's like, it's not my movie. I didn't like part one, so part two I know what I was gonna like, and then even part two's premise was kind of weak. So I was like, this is really a horrible movie. Disappointed all the way. Really, really much. The next one was How to Be Single. This one, I didn't have any thoughts about at first. I just wanted to go see it. It looks like it could be fun. It's a nice little movie to watch over the Valentine's Day weekend. So when I was watching it, I didn't mind it too much. It had some funny parts, really did. So it didn't annoy me as much as I thought it would. So it definitely rocked out. And then you have Deadpool, which it did well. It definitely did well. It was funny. Had a lot of action. Ryan Reynolds did his thing. It makes you not think about the X-Men Wolverine Origins too much. It actually stomps that thought process out very, very quick. It's definitely a good movie. So there's not too many movies to watch this weekend. Those three movies are the newest ones. If I had to pick it, it'll probably be Deadpool. You go see that first, and then the other two if you really want to. If you're a Ben Stiller fan, you could go see Zoolander 2 if you really want to. I probably wouldn't, but if you do, then go ahead and see that one. So, this is actually the end of the episode. You can find us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, YouTube, iTunes at Bring On Reviews, and you can email us at bringonreviews@gmail.com for any questions or inquiries you might have. You can find us on Twitter at Bring On Reviews, and use the hashtag Bring On Reviews for any comments, personal reviews, and suggestions you might have for us. You can even look at the website, which is www.bringonreviews.com, for any movie reviews, trailers, and even this podcast as well. You can find me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, at Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. And you can email me at dc@bringonreviews.com. And we'll catch you reviewers next time.